Recent news stories highlighted that the municipality was keeping a draft study of what went wrong with the port project under wraps until after the November 6th election. Just as they were asking voters to approve $50 million more for the project in a statewide bond proposition. The municipality presented a memo to the Assembly outlining information that was released by the U.S. Department of Transportation Maritime Administration to Anchorage Daily News reporter Lisa Diemer and listed her questions. After reading the memo, Assemblymember Paul Honeyman asked if, now that more information about the problems with the port project was out in the open, the mayor could put a price tag on the project.
Is there anything binding us from putting out more information in advance of the November 6th election for this bond that has about $50 million or more to its residents? I mean, I don't buy the fact that, you know, well, no matter which design we go with, we're going to need the money. I think we need a little more than that.
Information from the 2,200-page draft study is set to be released on November 9th, 3 days after the election. The municipality says they can't share it because of a confidentiality agreement. An email from Kim Riddle with the Maritime Administration says that the preliminary findings of the study support their concerns that the design was inappropriate. Because the information the Maritime Administration released confirms that there were problems, Assemblymember Honeyman reasoned with Mayor Sullivan that it made sense just to tell the public how much more the port project would likely cost.
Would it be fair to say that either project, whichever way to complete this port project, at whatever it looks like, is going to be in excess of $300 million or $400 million, or something that we can give to our constituents and our residents before they in advance of the vote?
Yeah, you have that information now, sir. Feel free to share.
So $300
million? At least.
Sullivan said the municipality planned to request an additional $250 million from the state. Sullivan did revise a request to cover attorney fees, reducing the amount from $2 million to $250,000. The request was unanimously approved by the Assembly. The $50 million port request is the largest in the more than $450 million bond proposition that goes before voters on November 6th. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.